From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Hi, I'm Brad Paisley. As a country music singer, I know the effect that alcohol can have on somebody's life. So many songs deal with it. So many times in life, it's a part of your life. But drunk driving is the most frequently committed violent crime in the United States, killing one person every 30 minutes. That's every 30 minutes. Think about it. And whatever you do, don't drive under the influence of alcohol. Call 1-800-GET-MADD. That's 1-800-GET-MADD. Or visit mad.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, it was just a few days ago in Washington, D.C. that the U.S. Department of Agriculture hosted the annual Agriculture Outlook Forum, and that's where we heard from livestock analyst Anthony Fisher. He provided the first look at possible trends in chicken and turkey production and prices for this year.
Broiler forecasts, broiler production, it continues to steadily increase. Declining layer inventory from 2025 may ultimately limit some growth in production. Chicken prices, they've declined in the second half of 2025 as supplies caught up to demand. Production continues its steady upward trend going back to 2004 as integrators and contract operations expand output in response to favorable margins and strong demand for protein. Weekly national prices, they remain supported by tight beef supplies and elevated red meat supplies, reinforcing chicken's competitive advantage at retail and food service. As for turkeys, significant production decline last year at the start of the year, and rebuilding flocks after recent HPAI outbreaks ultimately influence our forecasts or something we consider. Turkey production, it's projected to increase for 2026 as the sector rebuilds following HPAI-related disruptions and reduced breeder inventories. Prices rebounded sharply over the second half of the last year, and that strength is expected to continue into 2026.
USDA livestock analyst Anthony Fisher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently published the average price differential between what the consumer pays for an item of food versus what farmers receive for producing that food. For fluid milk, the average retail price is $4.07 a gallon. On average, the American farmer receives $1.93 per gallon. Another category included in the report was all-purpose white flour. The consumer pays an average of 57 cents a pound at retail, while the farmer receives only 10 cents per pound. For fresh apples, the consumer pays an average of $1.70 a pound, while the farmer receives 35 cents per pound.
Following farming and its challenges in recent years, low prices received by producers for several of their commodities, tighter margins between those prices, and increasing costs for inputs and services, competition for and barriers against our nation's farm and food exports. What then might 2026 provide in the way of addressing these matters?
We think about lowering production costs, talking about some of the successes in trade over the last year. Cattle prices forecast to be again at all-time highs. A lot of these returns are the result of what we expect to be a more robust safety net.
I'm Rod Bain. Agriculture Department Chief Economist Justin Benavides joins us as we view the agricultural outlook for 2026 in this edition of Agriculture USA. The 2026 edition of the Agriculture Department's Agricultural Outlook Forum continued the tradition of forecasting the various economic data points relied upon by the ag industry and its producers. Where might they see improvements that in turn improve their economic bottom line? USDA Chief Economist Justin Benavides provided his initial outlook in his new role during the forum.
The story for the year is progress being made on price. Not hitting out of the park, not solving everyone's problems in terms of pricing overnight, but prices generally expected to move modestly higher.
With increases for the season-ending average price for corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, and rice.
We see about a dime increase in price per bushel for both corn, beans, and wheat, about 3 cent gain in season average price forecast for upland cotton, and about a $2.20 increase of the all rice price.
As for planted acreage,
we see that this year we're trending more towards the soybean acreage side than we were at this time last year, and getting back up to about that 10-year average where we trend more towards the soybean production and a little bit less towards corn acres. This favoring a relative increase in the number of acres for soybeans as opposed to corn. corn,
leading to 94 million acres of corn and 85 million acres of beans projected to be planted, and a year-over-year decline in total acres planted for the five major commodity crops. So what should major commodity growers expect in the way of net cash farm income in 2026?
We see some marginal increases in net cash farm income on average per crop.
The chief economist says a combination of factors is behind the projection. There are forecasts of moderate prices received for commodities in 2026, but also
a lot of these returns are the result of what we expect to be a more robust safety net, higher reference prices, more favorable triggers for the ARC program, a variety of improvements to the crop insurance sector.
When it comes to lower production costs, seed and inputs for major row crops,
we see for the first time in several years the cost of production is beginning to moderate. Now, adjusted for inflation, we're going to see total production costs decline roughly 0.9% year over year, but the nominal cost of production is still marginally higher year over year. When we look at these individual components, so seed, fertilizer, and chemical, some of our big variable expenses that make up roughly 60-65% of production costs for wheat, cotton, beans, and corn, we know that those things are beginning to moderate, but we've been in a high-cost environment. But we are beginning to see progress in that arena.
For livestock, poultry, and dairy growers, the outlook this year from Chief Economist Benavides starts with price.
We have fed steers up at $240 per hundredweight. I believe that is a record for fed. Feeder steers, $364, another record. Lean hogs at $69 a hundredweight. Broilers, 125 cents a pound. Turkey, $1.54. And wholesale eggs, 125 cents per dozen. The only decline we'll see year over year is that wholesale egg price, which is a result of a little bit of supply chain updates in response to HPAI losses.
And net cash farm income.
Some decline in most of our livestock species in terms of overall net cash farm income. Poultry returns down, dairy down marginally, hogs down marginally, cattle and calves driving the robustness of increases in livestock cash receipts.
Trends in increased U.S. ag exports and reduction in U.S. ag trade deficits should continue, according to the chief economist.
We've signed new agreements on reciprocal trade, and some of those gains include reductions in tariffs across many categories, a lot of non-tariff measures being lowered.
Also expected to provide demand of our nation's farm and food goods domestically and internationally this year, expansion of biofuel use through various policies such as Z45 credits and the renewable fuel standard, and growing protein consumption, which usually translates to higher demand for feed inputs. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod, for that report. Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news all around our region at onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us that we've all heard that phrase that opportunity knocks once. So why is it that temptation just bangs on your front door forever? That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.